In the quiet, secret night, she was by herself again. It was not late. Yellow squares of light showed in the windows of the houses along the streets. She walked slow, with her hands in her pockets and her head to one side. For a long time, she walked without noticing the direction. Then the houses were far apart from each other, and there were yards with big trees in them and black shrubbery. She looked around and saw she was near this house where she'd gone so many times in the summer. Her feet had just taken her there without her knowing. When she came to the house, she waited to be sure no person could see, and then she went through the side yard. The radio was on as usual. For a second she stood by the window and watched the people inside. The bald-headed man and the grey-haired lady were playing cards at the table. Mick sat on the ground. This was a very fine and secret place. Close around were thick cedars so that she was completely hidden by herself. The radio was no good tonight. Somebody sang popular songs that all ended in the same way. It was like she was empty. She reached in her pockets and felt around with her fingers. There were raisins and a buck eye and a string of beads. One cigarette with matches. She lighted the cigarette and put her arms around her knees. It was like she was so empty there wasn't even a feeling or thought in her. One program came on after another, and all of them were punk. She didn't especially care. She smoked and picked a little bunch of grass blades. After a while, a new announcer started talking. He mentioned Beethoven. She had read in the library about the musician. His name was pronounced with an A and spelled with a double E. He was a German fellow like Mozart. When he was living, he spoke in a foreign language and lived in a foreign place, like she wanted to. The announcer said they were going to play his Third Symphony. She only halfway listened because she wanted to walk some more and she didn't care much for what they played. Then the music started. Mick raised her head and her fist went up to her throat. How did it come? For a minute the opening balanced from one side to the other, like a walk or march, like God strutting into the night. The outside of her was suddenly froze, and that first part of the music was hot inside her heart. She could not even hear what sounded after, but she sat there waiting and froze with her fists tight. After a while the music came again, harder and loud. It didn't have anything to do with God. This was her, Mick Kelly, walking in the daytime by herself at night, in the hot sun and in the dark with all the plans and feelings. This music was her, the real, plain her. She could not listen good enough to hear it all. The music boiled inside her. Which? To hang on to certain wonderful parts and to think them over so that later she would not forget, or should she just let go and listen to each part that came without thinking or trying to remember? Golly, the whole world was this music and she could not listen hard enough. Then at last the opening music came again, with all the different instruments bunched together for each note like a hard, tight fist that socked at her heart, and the first part was over. This music did not take a long time or short time. It did not have anything to do with time going by at all. She sat with her arms held tight around her legs, biting her salty knee very hard. It might have been 5 minutes, she listened, or half the night. The second part was black-coloured, a slow march. Not sad, but like the whole world was dead and black and there was no use thinking back how it was before. One of those horned kind of instruments played a sad and silver tune, and then the music rose up angry with excitement underneath, and finally black march again. But maybe the last part of the symphony was the music she loved the best, glad and like the greatest people in the world, running and springing up in the hard free way. Wonderful music like this was the worst hurt there could be. The whole world was this symphony, and there was not enough of her to listen. It was over, and she sat very stiff with her arms around her knees. Another program came on the radio, and she put her fingers in her ears. The music left only this bad hurt in her, and a blankness. She couldn't remember any of the symphony, not even the last few notes. She tried to remember, but no sounds at all came to her. And now it was over. and there was only her heart like a rabbit and this terrible hurt. The radio and the lights in the house were turned off. The night was very dark. Suddenly Mick began hitting her thigh with her fists. She pounded the same muscle with all her strength until the tears came down her face. But she could not feel this hard enough. The rocks under the brush were sharp. She grabbed a handful of them and began scraping them down on the same spot until her hand was bloody. And then she fell back on the ground and lay looking up at the night. With the fiery hurt in her leg, she felt better. She was limp on the wet grass, and after a while her breath came slow and easy again. Why hadn't the explorers known by looking at the sky that the world was round? The sky was curved, like the inside of a huge glass ball, very dark blue with the sprinkles of bright stars. The night was quiet. There was the smell of warm cedars. She was not trying to think of the music at all when it came back to her. The first part happened in her mind just as it had been played. She listened in a quiet, slow way and thought the notes out like a problem in geometry so she could remember. She could see the shape of the sounds very clear and she would not forget them. Now she felt good. She whispered some words out loud. Lord, forgiveth me, for I know not what I do. Why did she think of that? Everybody in the past few years knew there wasn't any real God. When she thought of what she used to imagine was God, she could only see Mr. Singer with a long white sheet around him. God was silent. Maybe that's why she was reminded. She said the words again just as she would speak them to Mr. Singer. Lord, forgiveth me, for I knoweth not what I do. This part of the music was beautiful and clear. She could sing it now, whenever she wanted to. Maybe later on, when she had just waked up some morning, or maybe more of the music would come back to her. If ever she heard the symphony again, there would be other parts to add to what she already had in her mind. And maybe if she could hear it four more times, just four more times, she would know it all. Maybe. Once again, she listened to this opening part of the music. Then the notes grew louder and soft, and it was like she was sinking down slowly into the dark ground. Mick awoke with a jerk. The air had turned chilly, and as she was coming out of the deep sleep, she dreamed old Etta Kelly was taking all the cover. "Give me some blanket," she tried to say. Then she opened her eyes. The sky was black, and all the stars were gone. The grass was wet. She got up in a hurry because her dad would be worried. And then she remembered the music. She couldn't tell whether the time was midnight or 3 a.m, so she started beating it for home in a rush. The air had a smell of it like autumn. The music was loud and quick in her mind, and she ran faster and faster on the sidewalks leading to the home block.